the groups, the different groups whom you're offering, I think here is quite clear. It comes explained in the prayer is when you make offering or you make request. So you visualize according to that. What is there's some similarity, but not exactly according to what you're going to, but not exactly like that, but there's some similarity. So that visualization in what you're going to, that's similar in the sur. When you're doing the sur practice, that's the same visualization. According to Mulchi Dhammapacha, this great Lama. So when you make sura, that's same visualization. In the Vajrayana Kusili talk, when you do Kusili talk, so in the skull, your body is next to the offering. You see, that one. Mulchi Dhammapacha. Also for the sur, same visualization. So then the second trauma, same. Dispelling, purified, dispelled. You should put in the past, not present. In English, many times it is translated as present. Then that means you can't go next because you haven't finished the visualization. So that means you can't go. You're stuck. You can't go next. So in the Tibetan, everything is when you visualize, everything is put in the past, so it makes it easy. So dispelled and purified, and then you see purified and emptiness. So then then here describes you see different than the previous one. So there's one technique, you see. Dispelled, purified, emptiness, then generate, then bless with the amount. You see, so now here there are four things. You see, so generally, if you don't do the dispelling, which is called sangwa, in Tibetan, sangwa, jangwa, geba, chinjilaba, sangwa dispel, jangwa purified, geba generation, then change of the place of the Omao. So now, the four outlines, the whole entire meditation blessing. So if you don't do the sangwa, dispelling the interference, if you don't do that, with each offering, there's this different types of spirits, possessions, dun, abides, flower has different, incense is different, light has different spirit possession, the food has different possession, water has different spirit possession. Every offering is different position. So if you don't do sangwa, sang, which is the first thing, eliminate dispelling the interference. For example, with the flowers, you know, then there's I forgot the name. The different spirit position has a different name. So, however, the spirit, if you offer flower, you know, without dispelling the interference, you know, and with that, then the spirit, if you make the flower from there. The spirit occupies the practitioner as a mind, and occupies the practitioner's mind, and then the max, since there's a flower, then this spirit position, particular damage, what it does to your mind is to rise very strong attachment, and your mind becomes so uncontrolled, and then you see, unable to practice the pure vows, and then, you know, unable to do the practice dharma. You know, even the mind to be the virtue. So, you see, then, yeah, like that, you see, that your life has no control. So that's the, you see, if you don't, before you offer flower, you see, you may offer, to the merit field, if you don't do dispelling, you know, you don't do dispelling and the blessing, you see. So that, then, you see, the water, chitra-yoa, so the spirit position called chitta-yoa, moving like water. So then that, if you don't bless them, if you don't dispel the interference, you see, and bless, you see, if you don't do that, what happens, spirit position occupies interest, occupies the person's mind, and then you see, the mind becomes very unstable. from the name, you can moving like water. So the mind becomes very unstable. You can't concentrate, very unstable. So then I think the incense, if you don't dispel and bless, if you offer, then it becomes your, the spirit position occupies your mind, and the practice of the mind, then mind becomes very sleepy and drowsy, and you see, you cannot clear visualization. So when you do the practice, you see, sleepy mind, you see. Those mind like that. So there's, so I don't remember the food and the anyway. The, in the tantra teaching, in tantra teachings, the commentaries very extensively explained many different spirit beings there. That when they enter in your mind, you see different ones they mentioned there. So and it's extremely important to dispel the interference before you offer. Go to Geshe Lama, you say if you don't bless it, then there's no use to make offer. There's no use. Better not to offer. He said, better to not make offering if you don't bless it before. But I'm not sure. They'll be still married. Yeah, they'll be still married. If you just, the minute you think Buddha, you offer or start to schedule. I mean, they'll immediately you collect marriage, yeah, caught enlightenment, even that. But of course, if you don't dispel interference and bless, don't do the blessing. Then there's different spirit beings I mentioned before occupies your mind, and then you see causes a lot of obstacles in your practice. So that's the reason why when you do sadhana, why the dispelling is very so essential. So when you see now you can understand how it's important. Why begin the practice with that, and then they purify and emptiness, because you see that. Purify and emptiness. When you purify and emptiness, there are two types of purification. One is the ordinary appearance, concept, appearing real one in the sense existing from inside, and you believe it's true. The two things are purified. Not only that, then at the same time, purified the offerings which appeared as ordinary, ordinary light, ordinary water, ordinary this, you see. And that concept is purified both. Then you see generally pure offering, pure appearance, pure thought, kind of that. Because it's the tantra practice. So everything tantra practice, you stop ordinary appearance, and then you see ordinary thought, ordinary concept, ordinary appearance. Everything has to be pure and pure thought. You see, that's why it's. Why the generation generating pure, that the blessing. So the reason behind it is that. So when you do the jangwa, when people die, the jangwa is purifying and emptiness. So that's a special technique for me. For us who don't know how to meditate on emptiness. So the special thing is that this is instruction from Srila Prabhupada when he was giving instruction on the Yamantaka retreat, you see. So here is talking about trauma. So the trauma, you see, trauma dissolved. You see. Trauma dissolved in a way. Then just what there is space. Space. Now here, when you hear just trauma dissolved, that's not material emptiness. You see, just that part is not material emptiness. That could lead to nihilism. You see, So trauma dissolved. You see. Space. So now after this comes, then think it is empty of existing promotional side. It is empty of existing promotional side. Yeah. It is empty of existing the Rangshin Jitube Tongba, existing existing by nature, or existing from the side, the true existence. Okay, so then when you think that when you use the word true, empty of truly existing, empty of existing by nature, then it becomes, you know, it's the meditation and emptiness is one thing that. So yeah, that, of course, not just, it's not just a word, but you have to actually, you have to supposed to actually think, actually, how to say, I mean, feel or see according to the word, you see that. Then that's, then there's actually meditating the words, as meditating in the emptiness. But so, so if you want, say, at least, you see, say, at least everyone doesn't have an idea. Everyone doesn't have any idea, but at least one must use the word empty of truly existing, empty of existing by its own side, existing by its nature. You see, whichever you use, at least use the word. So it's correct. So at least you should use the word, but the word is correct. So it leaves positive imprint on your mind. If you don't know what, if you can't think of what it is, but by using the word, correct word, what Nagarjuna said, what Buddha said, what Milarepa said, what, you see, Pema Sambha, what Lama Tsongkhapa said. So by using that correct word, it leaves positive imprint on the mind. Even you do, yeah, even not actually meditating, doesn't know what it means. By using the correct word, it leaves positive imprint on the mind now, then sooner or later, you're able to actually actualize the meaning of that and to see the emptiness. So anyway, this is just some clarification. So anyway, so it's empty, okay? Empty of true existence. So thinking that, you see, while it's just space. And then you see that thing is it's a little bit like Dhammakaya meditation. First you say you have appearance space. Then you meditate this, you know, whatever it's I, whatever it's empty, you see. So now you can see the technique, meditation technique is similar to the, you see, in Dhammakaya, how you start Dhammakaya meditation. So then now while it's empty, then you see then here the next one here. While it's empty, then appeared and are transformed the skull, outer white, inside red, inside the very expansive. Then there's a five meter, five nectar. You see, the essence is oceans of uncontaminated nectar. Oceans of uncontaminated transcendental nectar. Okay. So here. So here, when you generate into deity or things like that, you see, similar way you start. So then, also even though, offerings. However, so your wisdom seeing emptiness. So that, you know, then that takes the form. That takes all the form. From beginning of sadhana, like Lama Chöpa, it starts with great bliss, or from refuge, then it starts with great bliss, you see. So, like Guru Puja, the whole thing down to the end, you see. That mind, you see, understanding emptiness, then you see, that chance of wisdom, you see, your chance of wisdom, that which is also Guru Swarama Dhammakaya, anyway, the wisdom is unified to two, you see, that's the wisdom there. You see, however, that one, you see, Deji, Mandala, every part of Mandala. So how the whole sadhana, all the evolution, whatever happens is that. You know, the immediate field is also that, you see. When we bless talk, the talk offering is also essence, very high essence of the talk offering is that. So offerings of the other offerings, you see. So anyway, so that can think that wisdom, see. Even though I didn't say very clearly in the commentary, but you know, it's like when you generate into deity, that you know, that. However, here, to the form, you see, to the form, you see the letter, syllable, you see the shape, it manifests into that. Then you see, then the label ah, yeah? then the label ah, you see, merely imitated ah, merely imitated ah. See, ah, which exists in my name, merely imitated by mind, so therefore the ah is also empty, you see. Now you can see it's merely imitated, so therefore ah doesn't exist from inside, so ah is empty while it is existing. So now this ah, which is merely imitated by mind, you see. Now then they become a skull, transformed into a skull. Oh, inside white, outside white, inside red. And there's also merely, you know, to that form, you see, to that form. And then because of that base, mind is merely imitated a skull. So the skull is merely imitated by mind. So the skull doesn't exist from inside. So the skull is skull exists, but it's empty. So you meant it like that, empty. Each one is empty. As you evolution, you see, each one is empty. So this is a correct way to. So you don't meant it empty at the beginning, then stop, then everything is truly existent. You see, at the very beginning, empty. Then everything becomes truly existent. You know, the offerings or yourself deity, everything becomes truly existent. You know, so that's not the way of maintaining. So you are supposed to keep the awareness. You see, where you purify empty, so that you're supposed to keep the awareness of empty, you see, through the whole evolution. So that's the correct way to meditate. Otherwise, so then, while you're meditating yourself, you're yourself deity or the offering, then a true extent, then it doesn't become antidote to samsara. So, beginning you're meditating emptiness, but then there's no awareness of that, you see. Like that, you see. So it doesn't become antidote to samsara. Because your concept is all this true existent. As it appears true existent, then you believe it's a real one, you see. So you believe it's a real one, existing from inside, you see. So it doesn't become antidote to samsara. But if you think this is like dream, even though it appeared to truly extent, but then from your mind, from your side, you see, it's like dream, it's like illusion, you see. It's merely impeded by mind, you know. So then, you see, then they become antidote to samsara. Because in your heart, it is understanding it's not real, this is a false, you see. That is false, you see. So, which means it's empty. So then inside there's a five-meter fine nectar, okay? Then it became the uncontaminated chance of wisdom ocean, okay? And amount three times. Then you see, you put inside Thoma, you put the pill, 21, and then 21 drop water. At the same time, chant Om Mani Padme Hum. 21 times chant Om Mani Padme Hum. 21. So 21 pill you put there, you put the drop of water 21 times. At the same time, while you're putting the drop of water, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, 21 times. So then, in the mind, you think meditation, you see. it becomes unceasing. In the mind, you think is, or you're putting a drop of water there, the rain falls off. You see, unceasing desire enjoyment, sense enjoyment. You see, perfect sense enjoyment. Rain falls of unceasing, perfect desire enjoyment, sense enjoyment. Then you, at the end, you snap finger. At the end, you snap finger. Then your body went into the skull. Melted there, you know. It's like you put butter, you know, frying pan, so all your frying is there, you see, hot, very hot, and you put butter in there, suddenly, you know, melts, so that. So your body inside the container, so the blazed, then become one taste with nectar. Then you recite among three times. Then you offer to the here the second offering, guru, the direct and indirect gurus. Direct and the guru, that's one thing. Then the Buddha Sapas, who are Sambuddha aspect. Buddha Sapas who are Sambuddha aspect and Dharma protectors. So that seems that's one, seems one group. Then it says, Dagadaganis comes out, assembly of Dagadaganis. So they all took the nectar. And they are so pleased. Then you offer with the mantra Namasavada all of the Om Sambara Sambarahum. So 21 times. Namasavada Om Sambara. So 21 times. Then you say Agam, you know, Agam Bandha Buddha on my offering. Then there's a verse. You say the verse. I'm not going to go over. So you should recite the verse. So since you have the text, you know, so I don't have to recite the whole thing. So here, it says that then making prayer to purify all the nidhikama departments, you see, collected by yourself, by all sentient beings, from beginning to up to now. The kind gurus, assembly of kind gurus, their belongings, you know, so whatever it is, they receive from them, so their pollution received. Then the having eaten food with the money, by selling holy objects, you see, and those things, disturbed the gurus' holy mind, and broke the advice, harmed the holy body. Arise in non-diversion thought, criticize guru, so those purified, making prayer, see. Then to be guided by guru from now on, in all the lifetimes, to quickly achieve enlightenment, and to accomplish peace and happiness to all the tasks of my group, and so on. So requesting to bless, to be able to do all this. Then the second, so this must be third Dharma, I think. So the third Dharma. So then how to bless, you know, is there, so I don't repeat. So you copy, here the blessing is in a different here, or three wide, the Dharma, essence of Dharma is three wide and three sweets. Butter, milk, curd, three wide. Three sweets might be honey and brown sugar, honey and they say, the brown sugar and then the sugar, I would say like that. So that's here's different. So, but essence of divine nectar, oceans of uncontaminated nectar. So same as the visualize same as before. Then you see, again same. Your body went inside after the stem finger, you know, mixed with nectar, blessed with three syllables. Then you offer to the Shakyamuni Buddha the Nimanaka aspect of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Shakyamuni Buddha, then around the Buddha Bodhisattva Nimanaka aspect. And the Nimanaka aspect the Buddhas. But here says the He has put all the names together, Buddha, Buddha, Sabha, here listener, protector, you see. The Nimanaka aspect, Buddhas. Around Shakyamuni Buddha, there's Nimanaka aspect, Buddhas, okay? Buddhas and Nimanaka aspect. Then after that, Bodhisattva, Arhatas, then protectors. So they took and they extremely pleased. Then 21, you see, make offering with the 21. Namaswada, Omasambara, Samara, you see. You offer. Then Akabada, you see. Then this, the request, all are the same. Then all the departmental karma, having committed 10 virtues, that's additional edit, and the 5 unintended karmas purified. Make a request that to be purified. And then with compassion, or kindness, or the triple gems, may I achieve the three cars quickly. For the fourth dharma. So I don't have to say. This is also here, different visualization here. Then same as before, your body goes inside. Mixed with nectar, same. And then you offer, give you the six types of sentient beings, the don't spirit possession interferers, coming deaths, all those guests you offer, they enjoyed, fully satisfied. So by thinking that, with that thought, you offer 7 or 9 times with the mantra, namaste, namaste, namaste. So, hand like this, you keep the hand, left hand like this, the left hand, the right hand, you know, this finger, snapped finger, which reminds you empty, yourself is empty, your action making charity is empty, and those sentient beings whom you are giving are empty, so which reminds. Then you put in the container 6 pills and 6 drop water. So when you're putting the pills, each time when you're putting the pills, you have to chant Om Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. See, when you put the drop also Om Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. So the so 2 times 6. That you see, 9. Yeah, sorry. No, I made a mistake. Not 6 times, sorry, I made a mistake. It's 6 syllables. You're talking about 6 syllables. So, must be there. About 9. 9 pills. 9 pills and the water. So with that, you chant you chant the Sutta mantra. So it means 9-9. So also visualize the rainfalls of the things, what they desire, what the individual brings, the desire, what the system center brings, and the spirit possession interference, your coming death, whatever they like, you know, receive it like rainfall to them. Then you, make an offering. Then you recite the four Buddha's name. So those Buddha's names there, you have here. So the Jishaba Jawara Jamala Chasuru. So that time you put palms together like this. So therefore, Buddha's is one Guru. One is Guru. How to think in the mind is who are they? Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. One is Vajrapani. One is Jinrissi. One is Manjushri. So there are four Buddhas. This is what you should think. This is one explanation. This is Kundala Madhisha. So when you are reciting that, you put your palms together like this. Prostrate them. Hinshaba Jawara Jamala Chasuru. Hinshaba Sudhamala Chasuru. So that time the six types sentient beings. So those beings whom you have coming debts, sentient beings whom you have coming debts. You know, whose meat you have eaten or milk or whatever. You know. So see, taken from them, then you have coming debts to them. Like that story happened maybe in the Liberation Farm. So one Lama in Tibet, upper place of Tibet, you see, he received one family, you see, animal meat, so much milk he received from one family. The family offered from this animal, you see, from one animal. So after some time, the animal died. Also, then he got the meat of that animal. So then what happened was this lama died and didn't practice dharma well, didn't purify, So then didn't do intensive purification. So this lama was born as an animal, cow or the female, not a yak, but the female was the milk, you see. A yak doesn't give milk, yak is a male. So anyway, so then the family got milk from that, which is the past life of that lama. So it's coming dead. So family got milk from that. Then one day the animal fell down from the cliffs. Then there was a family cut the meat. Then from the bone appeared. Now I finished my coming dead. So like that. That's an example. So So eating meat or milk or whatever you receive from it. So the coming deaths, coming deaths from animal, coming deaths from people. So you see, so all those beings who have coming deaths, and before I explained, I related to the spirit possession and the interference, from the coming deaths. But I think here it seems three types of beings, then simply because we have coming deaths, then you see spirit possession and interference. So symbol three, it outlined three. You see, so you offer them, then they are fully satisfied. You see, by the rainfalls of the whatever they like. So this is here in the prayer. He says, purify the, finish the sufferings with coming deaths. Then pacify the angry, vicious thought and actions, and enrich the mind with the loving kind of compassion, and quickly it's ignited. So the, you can see the prayer there. So the form of made in the form of prayer. So may they achieve. So that I should translate from. May they achieve in that way. What comes last in translation from Tibetan text? You see, when you translate, the last one comes before. So may they achieve. All those beings then may they achieve. Satisfied by the rainfall of what they desire, and then so forth like that. And then the fifth here, was what I mentioned before, there's no this storm offering here, but the letter, some holy beings, they put it, you see. The very first to Genesis and the last one. But Genesis herself didn't advise that. It's Genesis herself. And Konyen, Genesis, female Genesis. So Varuna, the Naga, so even wishes to make offering. Then you involve them. Bless Toma. Yeah, like the very first one. One bless the Toma, like the very first one. The very blessing. And Baruna Sabaru with the Makagai. So you make that by reciting. Then the request to pacify as a offer to the Naga King, so forth, you know. By accepting this, myself also means the harm here. You see, by accepting this, myself and all transmigrant beings, the harm received from Naga, dangerous Naga, and the landlord be pacified. So I think this must do. This must do. This 51 must do that. So in case these three boys, not only one that shooting one, but two others who are on the process. So in case they see the harm is related with Naga, they must do this. So that's it, now finished. That's it. It says here, the compassion the Buddha, I will be sure. You see, by having compassion to the evil beings who carelessly, without conscientiousness, then you see, using the devotional substances that's offered to the holy merit field. So Buddha Dhamma Sangha, holy objects. See? The compassion Buddha, all this word, see, by having compassion, by considering, you know, like mother who is worried about her child who are engaged, some say dangerous action or some say sick, however, like with involved drug or with him, you know, they engage in the dangerous things. So the mother has compassion, mother, you know, worried, concern, you see. So that, our Deshwara concern, you see, to those with compassion, you see, to each individual being, to each evil beings whose mind contaminated carelessly enjoying the devotional substances that that is offered by thinking the holy marriage field. So with the Dhamma Sangha, the Guru, Dhamma Sangha, the statues of scriptures like that. Then you see, they are granted this the nectar flow, the purifying the obscuration, the pollution obscuration. So this illumination of this practice, the intelligence of the thoughtful one, and then who put it, say, like reflecting in the mirror, like say, reflecting in the moon crystal mirror, like reflecting in the moon crystal mirror. That they draw Lodan Chuki Gyaljin, you see, like that. The intelligence of the thoughtful one, like reflecting in the crystal mirror, so that made clear, wrote down clear, see, by Lodan Chuki Gyaljin. So by this merit, may all the sentiments be pervaded by happiness. Yeah. So I think it's clear here whom you offer, so each section, so then if you think that, then you get a marriage. Yeah. So idea to do 1,000 times by this, especially by Sanghas, and it will help yourself, it become great purification for yourself, and also to help the three boys to get better, to heal. But these three boys are the main one. Men for whom we do the practice, men one, but we should dedicate that anyone, any sentient being who need this puja, who needs this practice to be done, any sentient being who need this practice, this puja, I'm doing this. So this is how we should motivate. So it covers all those number of sentient beings who need this practice. Who is involved? All these pollutions he received, so all that from guru, from see holy objects, those things offered to them, then used, pollution received. So, so this way, there's great benefit. Tenpe nyingpo rindu sa chi shu. Chang chu sim chu rinpo che ma che wang nang chi yu chi che wang nyang pa me wang.
Shem Pu Ti Xin Xin Zhen Gui, Chu Wei Shen Zhe Ding, Shen Qi Ding, Pa Zhe Bu Shai Tei, Zan Chuan Zhen Seng Heng Si Zang.
Shuang
4 Buddha's name. That is same as what is Sura practice. So the The sentient beings, the miserliness and all the result of miserliness, all the sufferings, purified. When they received the suffering, poverty, or purified. They received everything, whatever they need. They receive everything, whatever they need. The enjoyment is unceasing, like limited skies. You see? So when you decide that, this is what you should think. Did you write down? Did you write in the book? No, the benefits of each benefit of each name. So by saying that, many practices.